Welcome to Day by Day Hacks. We've been learning tips and tricks from Miss Kathy McLarty here. And Miss Kathy, we are running up into the end of October, which means November is right around the corner, which is holiday season. So we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas coming up. And a lot of times during those seasons, kind of our normal routines get thrown out the window. And one of the routine things is this daily time with the Lord. And sometimes that can just vanish. And then really it's hard to get it started back again, especially in November when you've got all the Christmas stuff coming up and all that. So just a simple question, may not be a simple answer, but when the routine is getting disrupted with things such as holidays, families coming in or you're traveling, whatever it is, what advice do you have for us on maintaining a consistent time with the Lord?
Well, time for confession. It was very hard to do a quiet time this morning. To get up and head up here. But no, it's something that you do. And when that becomes your routine, your family normally knows that that's what you're going to do in the morning. That they're familiar with that. So my only advice would be just be intentional. Do what you do. Yeah. If you have to alter your quiet time a little bit, alter it. I would say keep with your prayers. Keep with your Bible. Mm-hmm. Keep that with you always. You can pick that up and put it in your bag as you go. But keep the basics going. Just if you need to alter it a little bit to allow more time to make the pie, then do that. But still be intentional. Your family will know, and they'll appreciate that. Yeah. And I think for your family to see you continue with the things that you love to do and that are on your heart to do, that's a big part of your witness.
Yeah, that shows value, that you really value these things. And I oftentimes think that, you know, our personal time with the Lord is really easy during just the quiet weeks. But when the holiday season come, that's probably when we need our quiet times even more.
The most.
Because we do have these interruptions into our routines, and maybe we're seeing that family member that we're like, but that's when we need to depend upon the Lord the most at that time. So that might be a way to kind of motivate us in thinking about maintaining those quiet times during the holiday season. So thank you so much, Miss Kathy, for being with us this month. It's been wonderful. And I just can't say enough.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Till next week on Day by Day, we'll see you.